Amen. Power in the blood. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful working power. Amen. That same power, amen, that was able to bring Jesus off the cross. Amen. Resurrect Him. Amen. Out of a tomb. Amen. The same power that one day He's going to use that power to come back and get us. Amen. Power in the blood. Amen. Of Jesus. I thank the Lord for that. I love that song. All the old hymnals never get old. Amen.
Yeah.
They still have the same meaning. Amen.
Yeah.
The time they wrote to the time now. It never gets old. Amen. It's good to know how good and powerful God is. Amen. I tell you what, I feel good today. Amen. I may not feel the best in body. I'm dealing with some allergies. I think that's just the devil fighting. Amen. You know how he does. Amen. But that's where we say, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. We're going to press forward. Praise God.
Amen.
I love the Lord today. Amen. I'm glad to be able to be here back in His house. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I try not to keep too long, but the Lord says, preach 3 hours, we'll preach 3 hours. If you said 5 minutes, we'll preach 5 minutes. Amen. Book of John, chapter 5. I'll give you time to find it. I tell you, I had a different scripture picked out, but once again, the Lord saw plans to do otherwise, so He brought me to this. Amen. I love knowing that I can go to God. Amen. With any problems or issues that I may have. Amen. And I'm not talking about physical issues, you know, when I get sick and down and out. I'm not talking about when I got stuff going on at home or financial or anything like that. It's good to know that I can just call the Lord's name.
Amen.
And He can be there to answer my prayer. Amen. Whether it be talking to Him and repenting, amen, for something I've done. Church, let me tell you something. It's good to have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. Having a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. The Bible says we sin and fall short each day. And, amen. I believe it's good to have a talk with the Lord every day. Amen. Church, I tell you what, I love how the Lord moves. I love how the Lord works. Amen. And it may not be our time. It may not be right now. But in God's time, our prayer will be answered. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, I feel good this morning. I mean, tonight, I'm still in this morning service. Amen. Chapter 5 in the book of John. The Bible says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of potent folk, a blind, a halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Which Jesus saw him, he knew that he had been now a long time. In that case, he said to him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The potent man said, answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise and take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto them that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. Is it not lawful for thee to carry thy bed?" He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." And then they asked him, "What man is that which hath said to thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, in multitude being in that place. And after Jesus found him in the temple, said to him, "Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more." Listen to that, church. "Sin no more, let the worst thing coming to thee." I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I got a couple different places I want to go with this tonight. Lord, be my help tonight. Amen, church. It's good to know that God still troubles the water. Amen. You know, sometimes it don't hurt us one bit to jump into that pool. Amen. And get wet. Amen. And I'm not saying go home and fill up your pool at home and jump into it. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the spiritual pool that God serves. Amen. The water, that never runs dry. Amen. Hey, church, God troubles the water for people that have needs, whether it be spiritually, whether it be physically, or whatever it may be, to come to Him. Amen. The song says, "Come unto me." Amen. He didn't say, "Come unto the psychiatrist." He didn't say, "Come unto the therapist." He said, "Come unto me."
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. While the waters are troubled. Amen.
Amen.
This man was lame for 38 years. Amen. It's, I love that part. It said, Jesus knew that he was in that case for a long time. God knows your story today. Amen. He knows how long you've been facing that trouble. He knows how long you've been battling that sickness. He knows how long you've been dealing with that issue. How much you keep praying about, church. Hey, God knew the situation way before you ever knew it. And God knows at this time, He's going to bring a through it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. The waters are troubled. Amen. We just come and jump in. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, that man right there waited for 38 years. Amen. It sat there and everybody kept jumping in front of him, Brother Eric, and jumping and beating him into the water. They had no care for this man, had no regard for this man. They wanted to get in there.
Yes.
And this man laid there helpless. He said, I have no man that can help me and put me into the water.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus knew that he had faith and he waited.
Yes.
And that man waited on Jesus to come.
Yes.
Amen. When Jesus showed up, he showed out.
Yes.
Amen, church. He told him to take up that man and walk. And do I believe that he did it right then? Yes, sir.
Yes.
I believe he picked up that man that moment.
Yes.
That shaking gallop walk.
Yes.
Amen, church. God is a powerful God today.
Amen.
Amen. He can move mountains for you. Amen. He can part the waters like he did for Moses. Amen. The waters of trouble, jump on in.
Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, ain't that good? Amen. So the man that couldn't walk, and I want to throw in there tonight. He said, listen, it's the multitude of potent folk. Blind and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. I believe it wasn't just the man that could walk.
Right.
I believe he said it was the blind. Amen. I believe it's the crippled. I believe it's leprosy.
Yes,
I believe it's people vexed with sin. Amen. They couldn't get right out of, had to jump into the pool of water because they knew he was the only man that could take care of them.
Right.
Amen. Well, church, you can't go to your next door neighbor and get rid of that old sin. You can't do it. Amen. Amen. We get saved. Amen. We live for God the best of our ability. Amen. But when we slip up, we can't go to our next door neighbor or best friend and talk about it. Amen. That's where you go to the Lord God, Jesus Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. You go to Him and talk to Him in prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says go up in secret. Amen. And pray to God about your needs. Amen. He wants you to come into the waters while they're troubled.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Whoa.
Boy. I love this. Amen. These people saw a problem with this in this book. If you read the chapter, amen, they had a problem with him doing this.
Yeah.
He said, is it not lawful that you take up your bed and walk on the Sabbath day? Are you kidding me? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus has got bigger problems to worry about than a group of people.
Yeah.
Amen. Trying to run the churches.
Yeah.
Amen. Trying to run this nation.
Yeah.
Amen. Trying to run the military. Amen. He's got bigger problems than them people. He's got a plan that needs to take place.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. One day it's going to come unfold. Amen.
Amen.
And that plan is going to come to fold. Amen. He's going to come take us out of here.
Amen.
Amen. He's got bigger fish to fry than a group of men. Amen.
Yeah.
Trying to tell me, is it not right that you do this?
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, I remember when I got saved. Amen. When I come back to the Lord. Amen. I slipped away and I come back to God. Amen. Jesus, amen. He disregarded everybody that said, now, Caleb. Amen. You can't do this. You got two different things going on in your life. Amen. You got bigger fish to fry. You got time for church. Jesus disregarded them people. Amen. He didn't have time to listen to that mess.
Amen.
He said, Caleb, come. Amen. While the waters are troubled.
Amen.
And get cleaned up and get washed up and live for me.
Amen.
The Bible says here on down the chapter, he said, go and sin no more. Amen. Unless something worse happens to you. Unless something worse happens to you. Amen, church, you need to have your minds made up tonight.
Yeah.
Amen, we need to have a direction.
Right.
And we need to have a path to go through.
Yeah.
Amen, we can't wake up in the morning and throw our hands up in the air and say, who am I going to follow today?
Amen.
Man or God? Amen.
Right.
And we need to have our foot on the rock.
Yeah.
Amen, our minds made up.
Right.
Amen, we need to be looking upward. Amen, the Bible says to feast your eyes on the sky and watch and pray tonight.
Yeah.
And we need to be prayed up tonight.
Yeah.
Amen, because God is coming back.
Yeah.
Amen, He's going to take us home.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Boy, amen. I can't help but think. Amen. When he said, go and sin no more. Amen. Unless the worst thing happens to you. Amen. I don't want to even think about the worst things that can happen to us, Brother Mike. Amen. That list is long. Amen. That devil can destroy you in a heartbeat. Amen. He can tear you apart in a second. That's how powerful the devil is tonight. Amen, church. We need to stay in those waters while they're troubled.
Amen.
Amen. Give me a life jacket. I'll swim in there all day long. I don't want to come out. Amen. I want to go to God while the waters are troubled. Amen. This man laid there. Amen. He's watched all these people jump in front of him in the line. Amen. And people kept pushing him out of the way. I can't help but to think about the men. Amen. That this man had to be healed. And they went to the housetop, Brother Eric. Amen. They took the roof off. Amen. They lowered him down. They knew he had to get there. He had to get to a man that could take care of his problems. Amen. The doctor couldn't heal him. Amen. He couldn't get the help from somebody else. They had to lower him down to a man that can.
Amen.
They had to get him to the water.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Oh, boy. We talked about the blind man. Hey, man, that was blind since the day of birth. You remember that? Oh, listen to this, church. The blind man that was blind from the day of his birth. Hey, man, I'm sure at that time, at this age, the way he talked, he was an older man. Hey, man, the day they sat there and Jesus told him, hey, man, he took mud and clay on the ground and put it on his eyes. Hey, man, he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Hey, man, go over there and wash and you can see. Hey, man, he come back, he could see. He got his sight back. Hey, man, if people said, was this the same man? Hey, man, that was blind since the day of birth. Go ask his parents. Brother, you don't need to ask his parents. Hey, man, God is for real. Hey, man, he gave his sight back that day. Hey, man, don't go ask somebody else. Huh? Whoa! Amen. Well, they had to have a second opinion. Hey, man, ain't that the way life works today? Hey, man, we get diseased, we go get a second opinion. Hey, man, if we get saved, some people go get a second opinion. Brother, if I got saved, I know that I got saved. I don't have to have a second opinion. Oh! Oh, boy. Amen. Those people. Hey, man, Jesus showed no regard. Amen. For them people. He had a mission. Amen. God is on a mission today. He wants to see lost souls saved. He wants to see the gates when they open. Have people lined up miles and miles to get in. He don't want to turn nobody away. Amen. But the Bible says, amen, sin no more. Amen. We'll enter into the gates. Praise God. Well, I tell you, church, we will mess up.
Right.
Mark it down.
Right.
It will happen. Amen, but I know a forgiving God.
Yeah.
Amen, I know a God of mercy. I know a God of love. Amen. I know a God of meekness and love and kindness. Amen. Amen, that's willing to forgive all your sins.
Yeah.
He didn't have a book put out in front of him. He said, well, I'll take care of these. These right here we're going to think about. Yeah. He said, I will forgive you and all your sins will be all washed away.
Amen.
Amen, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that man. Amen. That was laying there. Amen. He had to get into the waters while they were troubled.
Amen.
Brother Eric, I had to get into the waters while they were troubled.
Amen.
Amen. This week when I go to work. Amen. And I have a bad day. I need to go get in the waters, Brother Joe, while they're troubled. I don't need to wait for the call. There's nobody there. Amen. I need to go while the getting's good. Amen.
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 Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, do time.
Hey, man, I tell you, God is in control.
Amen.
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 He's in control of your life.
Right.
He's in control of your marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in control of your health.
Yeah.
He's in control of everything, church.
Right.
We don't have nothing. Amen. We don't have no hand on anything without God. God in our hands. Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord today. Amen. I love how He works miracles every day.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, we had a lady this morning. Hey, man, she requested prayer for a person. They said this man was in pretty bad health. Hey, man, prayers went up. Hey, man, they said this man is doing very good right now. He's come around. Hey, man, I don't think he needed a second opinion when he got better. I believe he knew where it came from. Hey, man, I believe we know where our healing comes from tonight, church. It ain't in that bottle of Pepto you put in the countertop. It ain't in the ibuprofen. It's not in the Advil. Hey, man, it's right here in the Word of God. Come on. Boy, I whine like a little girl sometimes when I get sick. Ask my wife, she hears me. I got a little bit of sniffles, allergies last night, Sister Mary, and I boo-hooed like a little baby. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be a rough night tonight. Oh, boy, I've got the sniffles. I can't sleep. My nose is clogged up. Hey, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Hey, man, but when I close my eyes in prayer to the Lord, hey, man, He said, son, I'll take care of you. You get up in the morning. You do what you got to do. You get up there and preach like I want you to preach, and I'll do the rest. Brother, I didn't have a sniffle the whole time I was preaching. God's good. Amen. Get into the water while it's troubled, church. Don't wait till you go home and try to fill up your bathtub. There ain't nothing there. Amen. There's something right here tonight. There's waters that are troubled. Amen. We got to jump in while it's good. We got to jump in while the angels are moving. Amen. That lame man got up and walked that very moment. Amen. It didn't take him 2 days. Jesus didn't say, check in with me here in 2 weeks. We'll do a follow-up visit, make sure everything's good. He said, today, take up thy bed and walk this moment, church. Amen. There ain't nothing too big for my God tonight.
Amen.
There ain't a thing you're going through. Amen. It's too big for God.
Amen.
But you've got to come to the water while they're troubled. You have to do it.
Right.
Amen. I've always said many times, church. Amen. I'll never be the preacher, man. Amen. I don't care all up. The Lord sees me to my 90s. Amen. I will never be that preacher, man, that comes back to her and says, brother, I know what you're going through. You need to come on up here and grab you by the hand, drag you up here. You'll never see me do that. Amen. But I know a God that can draw you.
Amen.
I know a God that can speak your heart.
Yeah.
I know a God that can bring you himself. He don't need Caleb's help to do it.
Amen.
That's how good God is.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, the lame man got up and walked right in. When God spit in the clay, amen, he put that in the clay and he molded it and put it over the guy's eyes.
Yeah.
Amen, I believe he gained his sight. As soon as he went and did God's instructions, he went washing that pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he gained his sight back. I truly believe that tonight.
Yeah.
Amen, do you believe that tonight?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's all we said. Didn't I walk on the water for you?
Uh-huh.
Think about that, church. Think about how disgruntled we get when we're in trouble. When we go through a tough situation in life. Amen. And God says, listen, son. Listen, daughter. Amen. Didn't I walk on the water for you?
Yeah.
Amen. Didn't I send my son to die on the cross for you?
Yeah.
Amen. Look how far I brought you. Don't look back. Keep going forward.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he wants. Amen. Right, Brother Mike? I believe that's what he expects from us. Didn't I do all these things for you? Why are you down in this moment?
Right.
Huh? Well, I tell you, church, I've been through times. I remember before I met April, I was living the bachelor life. I was in a one-bedroom apartment. And I had bills. I was stupid with my money. Thank God for April. She straightened that out. Amen. She took money from me. Amen. Amen. I remember sitting in a one-bedroom apartment. Amen. I didn't have the money to buy groceries. I had bread and cheese and mayonnaise. That's the best cheese mayonnaise sandwich you ever ate in your life. Amen, church. I'm serious. But I got to praise the Lord. Hey, you got to do something here. Hey, you got to send me somebody. You got to help me. I don't know what I'm doing. Amen. I'm coming to you for help.
Yeah.
Amen. God says, you just give me a little bit of time.
Yeah.
My time is perfect.
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, his time is perfect, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Two blessings here, one on the way, a beautiful wife. Amen. Amen. It wasn't man's doing right there, it was God's.
Amen.
That was God's doing. Amen.
Amen.
I came while the waters were troubled. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't wait till the water calmed. Amen. You didn't have to worry about no storms pass by. Brother and sister, you're going to go through storms this life.
Right.
You can bank on it. You can count on it. It's going to happen.
Right.
You will face it on devil head on.
Yeah.
Amen. But if you have God on your side,
amen,
nothing is impossible for him to handle.
Amen.
Oh, amen. God is good. Amen. Come while the waters are troubled. Brother, give me a song. I want y'all to stand tonight. Don't wait, amen, until the waters are calm. Church, come under trouble tonight. Amen. God is here for you. Amen. He's willing to help you. Amen. You may not have a physical need. Amen. You may not be going through a situation at home. Amen. It may be a sin, a stubborn block that's keeping you from serving God and following closer to God. Amen. Get it out of the way tonight. Come while the waters are what? Trouble. Amen. Come tonight. As we say, bless the Lord. Church, don't wait. The song says, don't wait too late.
Amen.
Amen. It'd be a sorrowful day. Amen. We stand on the day of judgment. And the Lord says, that one sin that you could have got out, that one sin is keeping you from entering these gates. That one sin. Won't you come tonight? Church, he's more than enough to handle your problems tonight. He's more than enough, amen. While the waters are troubled, come on in. He's more than enough for you. Amen. We have family that's lost and unknown without God. Amen. He's more than enough to save all. Amen. But we got to come while the waters are troubled tonight. Won't you come?